Hello everyone, this is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute pregame edition. Okay, well, not sure what to talk about, except for the fact that this is a rematch. This is now going into three games of eight that we're going to play against Carolina this year. Remember, we lost one and then we lost in the shootout. So we definitely have some familiarity. It's a home ice game. Like I said before, I hope tonight that we can win this game and pick up a couple more points when we need them. They haven't brought the lineups out yet. I don't know how well Radulov is doing health-wise. I hope that he's playing tonight because we really could use his offense. And we just have to still work hard and bear with the fact that we won't have Ben Bishop or Tyler Seguin until the end of March. So, question is, did we clean up the penalties? Are we going to play more sound defense? And are we going to play more positionally sound so we don't make the stupid mistakes we've been making? Carolina looks like they're a good team this year. You know, the top four teams in most book was, you know, they're saying obviously Tampa Bay will be first and then Carolina, the Blue Jackets, and us. That's what most people have in their four playoff spots for the end of the year. But there's an interesting storyline. Florida has only lost one game so far. They're 6-1. No one saw that happening. So we're going to have to play better tonight. I mean, there was so much better in the second game against Chicago. We started off faster, stronger. I know we shot the puck more. There was a lot to be happy about. But like anything else in this game, it's got to eventually hit pay dirt, you know? So I don't know what Coach Bonus said to him this last couple days. I mean, you can look at the positive, but we got to finish now. That was the biggest thing in the press conference that Rick Bonus talked about at the end of the game, was we have to be able to finish today. You know, I still hate the fact that we got that one goal called back for goalie interference. I still think that was a weird play because it looked like one of the guys might have pushed Jamie in my opinion. But it's over now, so you got to move on. But you just can't take any of these games for granted. And I don't know how much longer we can just kind of play this this lazy hockey. I feel like we're playing lazy right now. Oh, we'll just wait till the third period to finish it. No, we've got to play better. We got to play through three periods of hockey. And we got to play more aggressive and more disciplined. You know, I would love to find someone to come on this podcast with me and talk hockey. To make it a little bit two-sided. You know, I was always saying that my dream would be Daryl Ray Razor from the announcing crew from the Stars. I've been watching him ever since I was a little kid. I think the world of him, and I think we could really have an interesting podcast if we talked hockey. I mean, the goaltending has been sensational. Jake Ottinger, our rookie goaltender, is a phenom. But the goaltender, once again, can't do it all by himself. And so we've got to give him something more. I'm not sure who's goaltending tonight. I'd like to see Anton goaltend tonight. I know the young players are going to play. That's a part of it. And that's exactly what Coach Bonus has said, that he wants his young players out there learning the game, playing the game to their absolute advantage. I mean, we got really great players, but now it's time for our veterans to start playing again. I mean, Joe Pavelski was so good in the beginning of the year. He hasn't scored in a couple of games. He hasn't even put any assist on the board. We've got to get those guys working again as well. So, game starts at 7:30. Of course I'm watching, but I want to see something better. Because something tells me that it's going to be a very, very tight race to the very end. The only team that I think is going to have no problems is Tampa Bay, because they're already showing that. Because once again, they're the returning Stanley Cup champions. But for us and the rest of the people that are trying, the rest of the teams that are trying to get in, boy, we're going to have to play hard-nosed, disciplined hockey. And the number one goal for tonight, besides winning the game, is I want to see us stay out of the box. I can't stop talking about it. I can't stop stressing it enough that it's something that has to change. So, I guess a couple of my friends may feel that these are becoming drab because I'm harping on some of the same things each time. But hey, when things aren't working, you got to talk about the things that aren't working so we can start moving forward. I really still believe this team is a very good hockey team, but tonight we got to show that we can play all three periods of this game. I feel like we're just kind of not finishing the game like we should. So at the end of the day, please stay out of the box, guys. And it's time for our veterans to show our young players how to do it too. It's also time for good example. Because good example from the older guys gives the younger guys a direction on how to play the game. So anyway, that is my pregame show. That is my pregame assessment. And like I said, if Daryl Ray, by chance, you hear one of these, maybe you hear this one, that I'm very fond of the way you talk hockey and you're very intelligent and you're kind of one of my broadcasting idols, if you will, I would love to sit here and talk hockey with you for a little while. Anyway, I've actually sent you a couple of tweets. The likelihood of it actually happening probably won't, but hey, I'm throwing it out there. Anyway, hopefully everyone has a good evening. Go Stars. Let's play a very good game today.